One of the Americans killed while fighting in Fallujah was Greg Rund, a graduate of Columbine High School in Colorado. As a freshman, Greg Rund survived the 1999 school shooting that left 12 students, a teacher, and the two student gunmen dead. After graduating, Rund joined the Marines. NPR's Jeff Brady has this profile.
Lance Corporal Greg Rund graduated from Columbine High School just over 2 years ago. Several friends and his football coaches recently gathered in a school conference room to talk about his life. They say he was one of those students who everyone knew, not because he was the football star or class president, but because he was a lovable prankster. Coach and English teacher Kiki Leba says the last time Rund was back on leave, he visited the school.
I came back to my classroom, and I looked in through the window, and he was at the front of my classroom, and he had written his name on the board, and he was screaming and yelling at all my freshmen to get in their seats that he was their substitute teacher. And I just stood out in the hall for a couple minutes and watched him. I wish now I would have let him go for, a few minutes and see what he would have done next.
Leba says Run never got lost in a crowd. He was always the loudest and the funniest. Tim Miller was a classmate and friend of Run since elementary school.
He had a Subaru to go four-wheeling in, and I'd go up with my Jeep, and he had no worries. He'd just fly up the mountain with his Subaru, dinging it up, and everybody would be in the car bouncing around and stuff, and God, it was just, I just watched him, I'd be like, God.
Greg Rund was a football player. He didn't really look like one. He was small. And he wasn't very good at football. But Coach Andy Lowry says Rund never quit the team.
He never hit the weight room in his life. I think he was allergic to it.
Lowry says Rund's contribution to the team was his ability to make people around him laugh.
He used to bring cookies by. You just didn't know whether or not you wanted to really eat a cookie because you didn't know if they had X-Lax in or something like that. He was trying to be nice, but boy, it was just...
He brought food by my room, and I never ate it.
Rund's friends and teachers say after graduation, he kept his sense of humor and also developed a serious side when he joined the Marines. In a written statement, his family said Rund was a patriot and felt honored to serve his country. Greg Rund was killed in battle during his second tour of duty in Iraq. He was 21 years old. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.